Very good. Well, it is nice to see everyone here tonight. It's a great privilege to be with you.
很高兴在这里看到大家啊，能在这里呢，是我们很大的荣幸。
Tonight we're going to learn about the universal church, and part of that truth is that everyone who is in the universal church is a member of the same body.
我们今天晚上继续学习关于普世教会的真理。那我们每个人呢都是这个普世教会的成员，我们因此呢都是这个基督的身体的一部分，这是一个真理。
And consequently, if we've trusted the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior, we are brothers and sisters.
所以我们一旦信靠了耶稣基督做我们个人救主以后呢，我们就都是弟兄姐妹了。
So, most of you here tonight I've never seen, I don't know you, all I know is that if you've trusted the Lord Jesus Christ,You're my brother or sister. I am your brother and hallelujah.
那今天来参加的很多人呢，我都没有见过你，我也不了解大家，但是我所知道的呢，就是我你们都是我的弟兄姐妹，我也是你们的弟兄，我为此感谢神。
So we're going to enjoy our study this evening, but in the meantime, we're going to pray that the Lord will teach us and encourage us.
那我们今天呢就要享受我们今天的这个上课了，这个教导了。我们首先呢先请主来祝福我们。
So let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Lord, we are thankful for the wonderful message of the gospel.
主啊，我们为这福音的美好的信息感谢你。
And that message is that if we put our trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, if we receive him, we will become children of God.
这个信息就是一旦我们信靠耶稣，我们接受他，我们就成为了神的孩子。
And consequently, brothers and sisters in the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you so much for this wonderful truth.
我们也因此呢就在主里面成为了弟兄姐妹，我们为这美好的真理而感谢你。
So bless us as we study tonight, Lord.
主啊，当我们今天晚上学习的时候，求你祝福我们。
Give wisdom and clarity to Eric as he speaks, and give understanding to us as we listen.
求您帮助 Eric 让他能够讲得清楚，也帮助我们能够明白。
And we ask this now in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们这样的祈求是奉我主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, well, again, we're going to continue our study on the church. We call it the universal church because it includes every born again believer that has received the Lord Jesus and they are added to his church.
我们今天继续讲关于教会，就是普世教会的真理。我们之所以叫它普世教会，是因为它包括所有的重生得救的基督徒，每一个人都加在这个身体里面。
And the universal church, is made up of those who have trusted the Lord back in the days of the apostles, right up to today.And in every country, every language, there are people that are in the church.
所以普世教会呢是包括每一个信靠主的重生得救的基督徒，从使徒时代一直到主来提教会的那个时候的所有的基督徒，各种语言的各个国家的各个时代的全部都包括在里面。
Next week we're going to look at some of the truths, the practical truths of the local assembly, the local church.
下个星期呢，我们会开始学习地方教会的一些实践操作方面的真理。
That is believers in an area that meet together under the authority of the Lord Jesus Christ.
那地方教会呢，就是在某一个地区、某一个地方，它是在耶稣基督的权柄之下而聚集的一群人。
But tonight we're going to begin by looking at the origin of the church.
嗯，那我们今天呢，晚上一开始呢，我们先要看看这个教会的起源。
Now there is a lot of confusion about what the church is.
嗯，关于教会是什么呢？还是有很多的困惑的。
Some believe that the church is a continuation or an outgrowth of Israel in the Old Testament.
嗯，有些人呢认为教会呢是从旧约的以色列的基础上呢发展起来的，继续在以色列的基础上成长的一个东西。
But as we have established in our studies on the Lord's coming, if we take the scriptures literally, it will show us that the church is something different from Israel.
嗯，但是我们在前面一个基督再来的这个真理的这个系列里呢，已经打下了这个基础，就是如果我们按字面意思解经的话呢，我们就会知道教会呢是和以色列完全不同的一个概念。
In Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 4, we read that he, that is God, the Father, chose us in him, in Christ, before the foundation of the world.
嗯，我们看以弗所书的一章四节啊，他这里面说，就如神从创立世界以前，在基督里拣选了我们。
So even before there were people on earth, before that he made the very atoms that constructed our universe, he had already in his mind a body of people that he would call his own.
Amen. 所以早在这地上还没有人之前，早在创造这个宇宙的第一个原子在创造之前，神在他的心里呢就已经构建了这样一个身体，就是我们了，就是教会了。
On the other hand, Israel was chosen after the creation of the world. They were chosen in Abraham.
那相反呢，这个以色列人呢是在创立世界以后，在这个有了这个地球以后，有了人以后才被拣选的，是从拣选亚伯拉罕开始的。
So the church was chosen in Christ while Israel was chosen in Abraham.
嗯，所以我们可以这样说，教会呢是在基督里被拣选的，那以色列人呢是在亚伯拉罕里被拣选的。
Now as well in past studies, we have looked at the formation of the church, and we'll quickly review that again.
嗯，在以前的学习中呢，我们已经讲过这个教会的是这个建立的过程了。我们快速的再回顾一下。
Turn to Ephesians chapter 3, verses 4 and 5.
我们翻到以弗所书的三章四节和五节。
Ephesians 3, chapter 3, verses 4 and 5.
以弗所书的三章四节五节。
By which, when you read, you may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ. Now, a mystery is not something that is a mystery that's unknown. In the New Testament, it refers to a mystery or something that was not revealed in the Old Testament, but has now been revealed in the New, as we'll see in the rest of verse 5.
嗯，第四节，你们念了就能晓得我深知基督的奥秘。这里的这个奥秘这个词呢，不是指一个未知的秘密，而是指呢在旧约里面没有启示，但是在新约里面已经启示出来的真理。那我们在下面一节呢，就会看得更清楚。
So he says in verse 5, which in other ages, that is the church, in the other ages was a mystery and was not made known to the sons of men as it has now been revealed by the Spirit to his holy apostles and prophets.
嗯，第五节，这奥秘就是指教会。 这奥秘在以前的世代没有叫人知道，就是在旧约的时代没有叫人知道，像如今借着圣灵启示他的众使徒和先知一样。
And again in verse 9.
然后再看第九节。
And he says, and to make all see what is the fellowship of the mystery, which from the beginning of the ages has been hidden in God, who created all things through Jesus Christ.
第九节，又使众人都明白这历代以来隐藏在创造万物之神里的奥秘是如何安排的。
Also, you could look up, we won't return to it tonight, but you could look up Romans chapter 16, verses 25 and 26, and also Colossians 1 and 26.
我们今天可以不翻到那里，但大家可以记一下，是罗马书的16章的25和26节，还有哥罗西书的Colossians chapter
Colossians 1:26.
一章二十六节，都讲了这个奥秘。
Yes, we won't take time tonight to turn to those, but if those are taking notes, they can refer to them later.
我们今天就时间关系，我们就不翻到那里了。大家如果做笔记的话，可以把这些经文的经节记下来，回头自己看。
They say essentially they say the same thing.
但这些经文呢，都说的其实是一个意思。
So therefore, the church was a secret or a mystery that was kept by God throughout the Old Testament and never revealed until New Testament apostles and prophets came.
所以我们可以这样说，得出一个结论，就是教会呢，作为一个奥秘啊，它在旧约的时代呢，神是没有把它启示出来的，一直是隐藏的，直到新约出现了，在众使徒和先知的时候，才把这个奥秘，就是关于教会的真理启示出来。
Then when the Lord Jesus was on earth, he referred to the church as something that was yet future.
当主耶稣基督还在地上的时候呢，他说到教会的时候，他是指一个将来会出现的一个事物。
Matthew chapter 16 and verse 18.
这就是马太福音16章的18节。
And there we read, and also I say to you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail against it.
18节，我还告诉你，你是彼得，我要把我的教会建造在这磐石上，阴间的权柄不能胜过它。这里我要把在原文里是一个将来时态。
So the word will there is in the future tense. In other words, the church did not exist when Jesus was on earth.
所以这里面的我要在原文里就是 will 就是将要的意思，它是一个将来时态，就是说主耶稣说那个话的时候它还不存在，将来才会发生。
And also if you turn to Ephesians chapter 4,
我们再翻到以弗所书的四章。
Ephesians chapter 4verses 8-11.
八到十一节。
Yeah, we read that the Lord, when he ascended on high, he gave the gifts to the church.
我们读到当主升天了以后呢，他把这个恩赐呢就赐给了教会。
In verse 8, we read, therefore he says, when he ascended on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts.To men.
第八节，所以经上说，他升上高天的时候，掳掠了仇敌，将各样的恩赐赏给人。
So that if the church existed before he rose and into his Father's presence at his ascension, then the church would never have had any gifts to edify itself.
就如果按有些人理解呢，教会是在主耶稣升天以前就存在的一个事物的话呢，那这样他就没有办法把他升天以后掳掠仇敌得到的赏赐赏给教会了，那教会就没有这样的恩赐能够建造自己了。
So when did the church actually begin?
所以我们的问题就是，那教会到底是什么时候开始的呢？
We believe it's not only possible to show that the church, it began a new dispensation, but also that it actually was born on the day of Pentecost.
所以在五旬节这一天呢，不仅是一个新的时代的开始，而且教会就是在那一天诞生的。
Now, the word dispensation, I think we might it'd be best to explain what that is.
Dispensation 这个词呢，我们需要解释一下，我们中文把它翻译成时代。
A dispensation is just a way of God's dealing with mankind.
这个时代这个词呢，它的意思呢，就是神来对待人的方式。
After Israel was given the law, God dealt with them as the lawgiver, and they were to be the law obeyers.
当神把律法赐给以色列人以后呢，神跟人的这个关系呢，就变成了神是律法的赐予者，而人呢是律法的遵守者。
And so we call that age the age of law or the dispensation of law.
所以我们管这个时代呢，那个时代就是赐律法这个时代呢，叫做律法时代。
God dealt with them under the law.
因为是神是按照律法，根据律法来对待和人相处的，对待人的。
But the church, beginning with the church,We entered a new dispensation.
但是随着教会的诞生呢，我们进到了一个新的时代。
A new way of God dealing with mankind.
所以神现在和人相处，对待人是一个新的方式了。
And it's called in the New Testament the dispensation of the grace of God.
我们管它叫新约时代，也叫恩典时代。
Or God dealing with man in grace now.
所以现在神是用恩典来对待人的。
When in the Old Testament, under the dispensation of law, it was do and live.
那么在旧约的律法时代呢，人们是你要这样做，按照律法行，你才能活。
But in this new dispensation of grace, it's believe and live.
然后在新约这个恩典时代呢，是你相信就能活。
So when did the church begin?
所以教会到底是什么时候开始的呢？
Now we have a very familiar verse, those of us that had studied last fall on the gifts of the Spirit, on the Holy Spirit, we read a very familiar verse in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 13.
我们有一节很熟悉的经文啊，就是哥林多前书的12章13节，这是我们在去年秋天开始的那个属灵恩赐的系列里面常常提到的一个经文，就是哥林多前书12章13节。
And we read, For by one spirit we were all baptized into one body, whether Jews or Greeks, whether slaves or free, and have all been made to drink into one body.
我们不拘是犹太人，是希腊人，是为奴的，是自主的，都从一位圣灵受洗，成了一个身体，饮于一位圣灵。
So when he says we were baptized, that's in the past tense.
他这里面说都从一位圣灵受洗，他这个动词是个过去时态。
And it's in the perfect mood.
而且是一个完成时。
That means it happened in the past once for all time.
那就说明这个动作呢是过去一次性的做完了的工作。
So when then did the baptism of the Holy Spirit take place? sometime in the past, after Jesus rose from the dead and previous to us being here, so it's between his ascension and the present time.
那么他就是一个就是这个受圣灵的洗这个具体的时点是什么呢？ 它一定是介于主耶稣基督复活升天以后一直到我们现在存在的这个时代之间的某一个时点。
So Acts chapter 1 verse 5.
那我们今天就看使徒行传的一章五节。
Acts chapter 1 verse 5 reads, "For John truly baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now."
约翰是用水施洗，但不多几日你们要受圣灵的洗。
Now we read in another place that he had spent 40 days with his disciples after his resurrection.
我们在另外一处地方读到主耶稣基督 复活以后呢，他和他的门徒们一起待了40天。
And we also know that the Feast of Pentecost was 50 days after that time when he rose from the dead.
然后我们还知道呢，五旬节呢，是从主耶稣基督复活那一天开始往后数50天以后的日子。
So when the Lord Jesus now, he's ready to be ascend to his Father, but he says they're going to be baptized not many days. That is approximately 10 days they would be baptized by the Holy Spirit.
所以现在主耶稣基督说这句话的时候呢，就是一章五节这句话的时候呢，他马上要升到天父那里去了。那现在距离五旬节呢，其实应该就是还有差不多10天的时间。
And then in Acts chapter 2, the next chapter, in verse 4, we read that the Holy Spirit came and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance.
然后我们接着在第二章的四节里面，还是使徒行传二章四节，他们就都被圣灵充满，按着圣灵所赐的口才说起别国的话来。
Then we read in the last verse of that chapter 2.
我们现在看二章最后一节。
That the Lord added to the church daily those who were being saved.
主将得救的人天天加给他们。
And then in Acts chapter 5 and verse 11, we read there about the church.
我们再看还是同一卷书五章的十一节。
So great fear came upon all the church and upon all who heard these things.
全教会和听见这事的人都甚惧怕。
So by that time, the church definitely had come into being. So this pinpoints the birth of the church on the day of Pentecost.
所以你看这个时间呢，就是教会诞生的这段时间，这他教会的这个准确的诞生时间就是在五旬节。
So therefore we looked at the origin and the birth of the church, the beginning. Now I want to go on to look at seven great truths concerning the universal church.
好，我们现在已经学习了关于教会的起源啊。那现在呢，我接下去学关于普世教会的七个真理。Now,
as you read the book of Acts, which is the history of the church, and you read the letters, the epistles, which are written for the church, there are many great truths concerning the church.
我们读使徒行传这卷书啊，使徒行传就是教会的历史的记载，教会历史的书。然后我们后面呢读到很多的使徒书信，使徒书信呢都是写给教会的，是关于教会的真理的，在里面可以看到很多关于教会的真理。
And for our purposes tonight, we're going to look at seven of the more important ones, and just mention them tonight, but we'll be developing them more completely in later studies.
那我们从这些众多的真理当中呢，今天再讲七个比较重要的，我们把这七个呢真理都讲出来，然后在日后的学习当中呢，我们会具体的再把一些真理的一些的细节呢再讲得更深入更广泛一些。
The first great truth that we'll look at here is found in Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 4.
那关于教普世教会的第一个真理呢，我们是看以弗所书的四章四节。
And it's in the very first line of that verse.
是这一节经文的第一句。
And that it says, there is one body.
身体只有一个。
So that means there's only one church.
这句话的意思呢，就是只有一个教会。
Now, in the world, we see many, many divisions of Christianity.
但是我们在这个世界上呢，却看到了这个基督教世界里面的很多很多的门派。
But as far as God is concerned, there's only one church.
但是在神看来呢，只有一个教会。
There's only one body of believers on the earth today.
只有一个由信徒组成的身体。
And although this body has never been visible to man completely, yet it has been formed into a common body by the Holy Spirit.
虽然人用肉眼从来没有看到过完整的这个身体，但是它的确是有圣灵连结的，成为的一个完整的身体。
See, all the divisions in Christianity, they are formed by man.
所以基督教世界里面的所有的分裂啊，这个门派都是由人来，都是由人造成的。
But when a sinner trusts the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior, God puts them into the one body.
当一个罪人信靠耶稣基督做他的救主以后呢，神就把他放到了这个共同的身体里面了。
Man may separate believers, but God has only one body.
虽然人会把信徒分成这样一派那样一派，但是神在神看来只有一个身体。
I remember, at 16th Avenue, one of our sisters who was from Beijing originally.
我还记得我们十六字教会有一个姐妹啊，她是从北京来的。
And she and her husband immigrated to Canada a few years ago.
他们几年前呢，和她的丈夫呢，几年前从北京移民到加拿大。
She came to know the Lord here at 16th Avenue.
她是在十六街教会信主的。
Her husband, who was not a believer, wanted to go on a road trip. They would travel back to Beijing, where he would purchase a vehicle, and then drive all the way through to Europe, through Russia, through China, and through Russia.
然后呢，她丈夫是她是不信主的。然后他们两个人呢，就一起啊，开着车，他们买辆车，从加拿大一路开回中国。然后他们经过了欧洲，经过了俄罗斯，一路从那边绕回中国的。
And they traveled those many thousands of kilometers.
他们这个旅行的这个开车的行程啊，真是成万成万的公里啊。
And she came to a city in Russia. They came to a city in Russia.
然后他们有一天呢，就到了俄罗斯的一个城市。
And this sister, went to buy something in a shop.
然后我们这个姐妹呢，就去一个商店买一些东西。
Now she spoke no Russian at all.
当然她不会说俄罗斯语。
And the Russian lady that served her looked at her, and she looked at the Russian lady, and immediately they knew that they were believers, both believers.
然后这个姐妹呢就盯着这个店员看，这个店员呢也盯着我这个姐妹看，然后他们一下子就意识到他们都是基督徒。
And without any way of communicating, they communicated in the spirit because they found out that they were both lovers of the Lord Jesus Christ.
虽然他们在语言上完全没有办法交通，但是他们却在灵里相通了，因为他们都知道他们都是爱主的信徒。
When she told us this story, she told us howjoyful that meeting was to meet a sister in the Lord thousands of miles from her home.
所以她告诉我们啊，她在离家几千公里以外的一个地方啊，遇见了一个主里的姐妹，是多么的喜乐。
Now, what was it that connected them?
是什么把他们两个联系在一起的呢？
It was the Spirit of God who forms us into one body.
那就是把我们都放在同一个身体里的圣灵使他们连接在一起的。
So the second great truth we're going to look at now is that Christ is the head of that body.
好，那我们刚才学了第一个真理，第二个真理呢，就是基督是这个身体的头。
We're going to do Ephesians chapter 5.
以弗所书的五章。
And verse
23. 23
节。Just the first part of that verse. For the husband is the head of the wife, as also Christ is head of the church.
这一节经文的前半段啊，因为丈夫是妻子的头，如同基督是教会的头。
And Colossians 1:18.
哥罗西书的一章十八节。
And he, that is Christ, is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he might have the preeminence.
他就是指主耶稣，他也是教会全体之首，他是原始，是从死里首先复生的，使他可以在凡事上居首位。
So, in the scriptures,Paul uses the example of the human body.
在圣经里面呢，使徒保罗是用了人的这个身体来做比方。
And he teaches us that Christ as head is in heaven, controlling his body on earth.
他告诉我们呢，基督是教会的头，他在天上，他控制在地上的这个他的身体就是教会。
That's why when we get to the study of the local church, it isn't the local church that makes the decisions, it's the head.
所以以后当我们谈到地方教会的时候呢，我们会学到不是地方教会自己做决定，而是在天上的头基督来做决定。
The head speaks of intelligence, of authority, of leadership.
所以呢头呢它就意味着它是有智力的它是有权柄的它是有领导地位的。
It's the head that controls the body.
是头是来控制身体的。
But the head and the body, they share the same interests, they share the same life.
但是同时呢头和身体呢也是共享一个共同的生命的它们是有共同利益的。
And now the head is never complete without the body.
So, 如果没有身体呢头也是不完整的。
So in a real sense that is maybe hard to understand, Christ is not complete without his church.
所以某种程度上说这也可能比较难以理解就是如果没有教会呢基督也是不完整的。
We read in Ephesians chapter 1, and verses 22 and 23.
嗯，我们再回到以弗所书的一章的二十二和二十三节。
And he, that is God the Father, put all things under his feet and gave him to be head over all things to the church. Now notice this verse 23. With the church or his body, which is his body, the fullness of him that fills all in all.
22节又将这个又将的主语是神哈。神又将万有伏在他的脚下，使他为教会做万有之首。注意23节，教会是他的身体，是那充满万有者所充满的。这个英文里面呢是说，是那充满万有者的完全。
If I understand that verse right, it means that God has invested everything that he is in the church.
嗯，如果我的理解正确的话呢，这句话是告诉我们神把他的一切啊都投入到这个教会里面去了，都投资在教会里面了。
This is awesome.
这真的是啊非常非常伟大的一个真理啊。
And it should humble us to worship.
嗯，是真的会让我们谦卑下来敬拜神的。
Now the thirdtruth we're going to look at is that all believers, every believer is a member of the body.
嗯，那第三个真理呢，就是我们每一个信徒啊，都是这个身体的一个肢体。
There is no such thing as a true believer that is not a member of the body.
所以不存在说有一个真的信徒，但他却不是这个教会的一部分，不是教会的一个肢体，不存在这种情况。
It doesn't matter what country you come from, what language you speak, what your temperament might be, what your personality is, your culture, your social standing.It doesn't matter.
所以这与你是哪个国家出生的，说什么语言，你的社会地位怎么样，你的文化怎么样，你的个性怎么样，与这些通通都没有关系。
Now, in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 12 to 26, Paul goes into this.Subject of that all believers are members of the body.
在哥林多前书的十二章的十二节啊，一直到二十六节，保罗就阐述了这样一个真理啊，就是所有的信徒都是身体的肢体。
And we'll go over it very quickly.
我们快速的过一下。
Verses 12 to 14, Paul.Says that there are many members in the body.
十二节到十四节呢，保罗是说，身体里有很多的肢体。
He says there in verse 12, for as the body is one and has many members, but all the members are of that one body, being many, are one body. So is Christ.
十二节，就如身子是一个，却有许多肢体，而且肢体虽多，仍是一个身子。基督也是这样。
And then here's our classic verse: For by one Spirit we were all baptized into one body, whether Jews or Greeks, whether slaves or free, and have all been made to drink into one Spirit.
十三节啊，就是我们那最经典的那句经文，我们不拘是犹太人是希腊人，是为奴的是自主的，都从一位圣灵受洗成了一个身体，隐于一位圣灵。
For in fact the body is not one member but many members.
十四节，身子原不是一个肢体，乃是许多肢体。
And then in verses 15 to 17,Paul reminds us that every member has a purpose, has a function to perform.
15节到17节呢，保罗就提醒我们，每一个肢体呢，它都有它自己的功用，都有自己的目的。
Verse 15 reads, If the foot should say, Because I'm not a hand, I'm not of the body, is it therefore not of the body? And if the ear should say, Because I'm not an eye, I am not of the body, is it therefore not of the body? If the whole body were an eye, where would be the hearing? If the whole were hearing, where would be the smelling?
设若脚说我不是手，所以不属乎身子，他不能就因此就不属乎身子。设若耳说我不是眼，所以不属乎身子，他也不能因此就不属乎身子。若全身是眼，从哪里听声呢？若全身是耳，从哪里闻味呢？
So what he's saying there is that every member has a function, just like each member of a body has a special function for the benefit of the whole body.
所以保罗在这里的意思呢，是说每一个器官，每一个肢体都有它独特的功效，就像我们人身体上的各个器官都有自己的功能一样，为的是使整个身子受益。
And it's God who has, verse 18, it's God who has, put, as he has created our literal bodies perfect, so he has made this body of believers, which is the body of Christ, perfect.
18节说的意思呢，就是正如神造我们这个肉身是完美的一样，他也把基督的身体，就是教会，也造得完美。
And we read in verse 18, for now God has set the members, each one of them, in the body, just as he pleased.
但如今神随自己的意思把肢体俱各安排在身上了。
So we, each of us have been placed in it, and each of us has a part to play.
所以我们每个人都被安排在这个身体上，而且我们每个人都有自己的作用。
And then in verses 21 to 23, we read that the welfare or the good of the body depends on all the members working together.
然后和21到23节啊，他讲的意思就是这个身体的这个整个的这个益处啊，好处啊，是取决于每一个肢体的协同工作的。
Verse 21 to verse 23, we read, and the eye cannot say to the hand, I've no need of you, nor again the head to the feet, I've no need of you. No, much rather, those members of the body which seem to be weaker are necessary.And those members of the body which we think to be less honorable, on these we bestow greater honor. And our unpresentable parts have greater modesty.
21节，眼不能对手说，我用不着你，头也不能对脚说，我用不着你。不单如此，身上肢体人以为软弱的更是不可少的。身上肢体我们看为不体面的，越发给他加上体面，不俊美的越发得着俊美。
So the good of the body, depends on all the members working together.
所以我们这个身体能够正常的运转啊，是取决于所有的肢体一起工作的。
And so, because all the members of the body, they need each other, there should be no cause for envy or jealousy or discontent on the part of the Christian.
既然我们肢体之间都是彼此依赖的呢，所以就不应该有嫉妒，有纷争。
Neither should be any pride, on the other hand, an independent spirit.
那另外一方面呢，也不应该有骄傲，也不应该有那种就是不依靠别人，自己独立的这样的这种想法。
And because all the members are members of the one body, we must remember that we should have care for all the other members of the body, not just a few, but all members, as they have been placed there by God for your benefit.
那既然我们所有的肢体都同属一个身体呢，我们就应该去爱每一个肢体，就是身体里所有的肢体，而不是说你只爱其中的几个，而是每一个，因为神把他们放在这个身体里都是为了我们的益处。
So we've looked at We've looked at three things now, that there is one body and Christ is the head of that body, and all members, all believers are members of that body.
我们现在已经学过了三个关于普世教会的真理啊，第一个就是只有一个身体，第二个就是基督是这个身体的头，第三个呢就是每一个信徒都是这个身体的一个肢体。
So the fourth important truth is that the Holy Spirit is the representative of Christ in the church.
然后第四个关于普世教会的真理呢，就是圣灵呢在教会里面是基督的代表。
Turn to John chapter 14.
我们翻到约翰福音十四章。
And verse 16.
十六节。
You remember the Lord had told them that he was going away and they were sad. They were sorrowful.
大家还记得这个时候发生的事情吗？就是主耶稣告诉他们他要走了，他们都很忧伤。
But he tells them in verse 16, he says, and I will pray the Father, and he will give you another helper or comforter, or literally paraclete, meaning one who comes alongside.
十六节，我要求父，父就另外赐给你们一位保惠师，或做训慰师，还有一种翻译呢，就是同行者。
Just as Jesus had walked with them and been alongside of them for 3 years. So he says that in verse 16, the rest of that verse, I'll give you another helper like me that he may abide with you forever.
正像主耶稣在地上三年半一直都是陪伴这些门徒日日与他们同在一样呢。十六节这里面说就是父，我要求父，父就另外赐给你们。一位保惠师，他像我一样永远与你们同在。
And not only had Jesus been their constant companion with them and caring for them, but he also taught them.
而且像主耶稣基督一样，主耶稣不仅陪伴他们，安慰他们，而且主耶稣基督教导他们，圣灵也是这样。
And so he says that the Holy Spirit would perform the same function when he went.
所以当主耶稣基督走了以后呢，接下来赐下来的圣灵呢，会发挥和主耶稣基督一样的功用。
Look at verse 26.
我们看26节。
But the helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all things that I said to you.
但保惠师就是父因我的名所要差来的圣灵，他要将一切的事指教你们，并且要叫你们想起我对你们所说的一切话。
So the Holy Spirit is now, that represents Christ in us here on earth.
所以现在在地上的时候呢，在我们中间是圣灵来代表基督的。
So our head is in heaven, but we have His life in us, and His life in us by the Spirit of God.
我们的头虽然在天上，但是借着圣灵呢，他的生命现在在我们的里面。
And we can see that the Spirit of God, His activities, we just run over a few things, or the activities of the Holy Spirit, which we studied last fall. We'll just look at a few things here tonight.
我们刚才没有讲就是圣灵的一些工作哈，我们上个秋天开始呢就一直在讲圣灵的工作，那我们今天可以挑几点来再回顾一下。
First of all, the Holy Spirit, he leads our Christians in their access to God the Father. Ephesians 2:18.
圣灵呢是引导我们来到父那里去的。以弗所书的chapter 1?
Chapter 2, verse 18.
以弗所书的二章十八节。
He says, For through him, we both have access by one spirit to the Father.
因为我们两下借着他被一个圣灵所感得以进到父面前。
So we have access into the very presence of God by the Spirit of God who leads us there.
所以我们是借着神的灵啊，把我们带到神的面前，带到父的面前。
And that's one of the proofs, that we belong to the Lord is that we have a spirit within us that says, Father, it's like we're connected to the Father by the Spirit. It's the witness of the Spirit.
所以呢，这是一个证据啊，圣灵在我们里面，让我们能说天父，我们知道有一个父在天上，这是我们是属神的这样一个证据，是圣灵在我们里面为我们做见证的。
And also, this, the Spirit of God, He helps us in our prayers.
另外一个圣灵的工作呢，是他帮助我们祷告。
The Lord Jesus taught His disciples to pray.
主耶稣基督教导他的门徒怎么祷告。
But the Holy Spirit also comes alongside and helps us to pray.
所以像主耶稣基督一样，圣灵也是这样的，他跟我们在一起，他帮助我们祷告。
Romans 8, chapter 26, 27.
罗马书的八章二十六、二十七节。
Now the Lord Jesus, He used to pray for His disciples and encourage them. But here, we read in verse 26. Well, I better let you translate that first of all.
主耶稣呢曾经为他们的门徒祷告，鼓励他们，安慰他们。那在二十六节里面呢，我们看看圣灵是怎么做的。
Likewise, the Spirit also helps in our weaknesses, for we do not know what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit Himself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. Now He who searches the hearts knows what the mind of the Spirit is because He makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God.
二十六、二十七啊，况且我们的软弱有圣灵帮助，我们本不晓得当怎样祷告，只是圣灵亲自用说不出来的叹息替我们祷告，鉴察人心的，晓得圣灵的意思，因为圣灵照着神的旨意替圣徒祈求。
Do you ever feel inadequate when you come into the presence of God and are unable to express yourself and what you need? Well, then the Spirit of God can take your basic groanings, and he can make them wonderful in God's ear, God the Father's ear.
你有没有这样的时候呢？你来到神的面前，但是你却找不出合适的语言，你也不知道怎么才能把你里面的需要表达清楚。那这时候呢，圣灵就把你里面最深的那种哀叹呢，然后用最清楚美妙的语言啊，让神完全能够明白。
And also, in our witness, for the Lord and in our preaching, the Holy Spirit empowers us, just as the Lord Jesus gave His disciples power to go and preach the gospel of the kingdom. So now the Holy Spirit empowers us to be witnesses for Him.
那圣灵另外一个工作呢，就是当我们为主做见证或者是讲道传道的时候呢，圣灵会赐给我们力量，就像主耶稣基督在地上的时候呢，他会赐给门徒的力量，让他们出去传讲天国的福音一样。
And Paul preached in the power of the Holy Spirit. Look at 1 Thessalonians chapter 1 verse 5.
我们看看帖塞罗尼迦前书的一章五节，保罗呢他也是要靠圣灵的力量讲道的。
He says, for our gospel did not come to you in word only, but also in power and in the Holy Spirit, and in much assurance, as you know, what kind of men we were among you for your sake.
因为我们的福音传到你们那里，不独在乎言语，也在乎全能和圣灵，并充足的信心，正如你们知道我们在你们那里为你们的缘故是怎样为人。
So the Holy Spirit helps us in our prayer, in our preaching,And He also guides us in all our activities.
所以圣灵不仅在我们的祷告的时候帮助我们，在我们传道的时候帮助我们，他在我们的一切的行动中都帮助我们。
You can by faith count on Him to guide your every step.
你可以凭着信心啊，倚靠圣灵带领你的每一步，带领你生活中的每一步。
Here's a couple of examples. One a positive and the other a negative example.
我们呢，接下来给出一个正面的例子和一个负面的例子。
Acts chapter 13 and verse 2.
使徒行传的13章2节。
This was in the church at Antioch, and Paul and Barnabas had been praying about the Lord's leading.
这是在安提阿教会啊，保罗和巴拿巴他们一直在祷告求神的带领。
And they had the sense that the Lord wanted them to go somewhere, but they didn't know when or where to go.
他们有一种感觉，好像主呢是要派他们到什么地方去的，但是什么时候去，到哪里去，他们不知道。
And as we read in verse 2, as they ministered to the Lord, that is, as they prayed and ministered to the Lord, and they fasted, the Holy Spirit said, Now separate to me Barnabas and Saul for the work to which I have called them.
13章的二节啊，他们侍奉主，这里的侍奉呢，就是指祷告服侍主的意思。他们侍奉主进食的时候，圣灵说，要为我分派巴拿巴和扫罗去做我招他们所做的工。
It would seem that they knew that they were called of God, but they didn't know when to go. They were waiting on the Lord for that word.
所以在这里面看起来呢，他们是知道神要呼召他们做一个什么事的，但是他们不知道是什么时候，他们一直在等待神进一步的启示他们。
Now that record there, was of great importance because we read that later on they turned the world upside down.
我们这里面读到的这句话啊非常重要，因为自此以后呢，他们就使整个世界啊天翻地覆了。
But God is interested in every detail of our lives as well.
对我们生活中的每一个细节，他也是非常关心的，非常有兴趣的。
Notice that they waited on the Lord till they had a message from the Holy Spirit.
所以我们要注意这一节里面告诉我们，他们一直在等候主，一直等到圣灵给他们明确的信息。
And sometimes,The Holy Spirit will direct us and say, yes, go there. But sometimes, in this next example, he will say, no, don't go there.
所以有的时候呢，圣灵会跟我们说，是的，你要去那里。但有的时候呢，圣灵就会说，不，你不要去那里。下一个例子呢，就是这样的一个情形。
So in Acts again, Acts chapter 16 and verses 6 and 7.
还是使徒行传啊，使徒行传的16章的6节和7节。
And again, this is Paul, and now he's on his second missionary journey, and he is accompanied by Silas.
这个依然是讲保罗的事啊，他是在第二次的传道旅程中，是希拉陪着他。
It says in verse 6, Now when they had gone through Phrygia and the region of Galatia,They were forbidden by the Holy Spirit to preach the word in Asia. After they had come to Mysia, they tried to go into Bithynia, but the Spirit did not permit them.
六节和七节，圣灵既然禁止他们在亚细亚讲道，他们就经过佛吕加、加拉太一带地方，到了美西亚的边界，他们想要往庇推尼去，耶稣的灵却不许。
God had an urgent plan for them, and he did not want them at that time to go either to Asia or to Galatia, or to Bithynia.
所以神呢给他们有一个更紧急的任务，所以神不允许他们到亚西亚去，也不允许他们到庇推尼去。
Later the gospel would go there, but it wasn't God's plan.God was calling them to Europe, to cross over the sea, to, Macedonia, Greece.
对，当然以后呢，这些地方福音还是会传到那里的。但是此时此刻呢，神却让他们跨过海去到那个马其顿去欧洲，把福音带到那边去。
So we can count on God, to direct our steps.
所以我们可以倚靠神来带领我们的每一步。
Another thing the Holy Spirit does is over in Acts chapter 20, where he raises up overseers for the church, leaders.
圣灵另外做的一件事情呢，就是使徒行传二十章里面，就他会在教会里面呢设立长老和监督。
Yeah, Acts chapter 20, verse
28. 二十章的二十八节，使徒行传二十章二十八节。
Therefore, take heed to yourselves and to all the flock among which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers to shepherd the church of God which he purchased with his own blood.
圣灵令你们做全群的监督，你们就当为自己谨慎，也为全群谨慎，牧养神的教会，就是他用自己血所买来的。
This is not a work or an occupation that these men chose. It was the Holy Spirit that made them overseers.
所以这不是一个人的选择要去做的工作或者一个职位，这是圣灵选择他们去做监督的。
That's a great, it's a great work that is very, very necessary, and the Lord may bless China in this regard.
这是非常重要的工作，神也会这样祝福中国的。
May he raise up overseers in that great land.
愿主在中国这片伟大的土地上呢，兴起属神的监督。
Also,He gives gifts, as we've looked at, for growth and effectiveness. We've looked at this in detail, the various gifts of the Spirit.
另外一个圣灵的重要的工作呢，就是他赐下这个恩赐，属灵的恩赐啊，是为了造福和这个建造教会的。这个我们原来在圣灵的圣灵的这个讲道当中，系列讲当中已经讲了很细很具体了。
And lastly, what the Holy Spirit does for us, he guides the believers into all truth.
最后一个我们要讲的圣灵的工作呢，就是他带领信徒们进入一切的真理。
John chapter 16 and verse 13.
约翰福音的16章的13节。
We'll read from verse 12 for a connection there.
我们上下文的缘故，我们从12节开始读。
I still have many things to say to you, he says. This is the night before his crucifixion in the upper room.
我还有好些事要告诉你们，这个时候呢，是主耶稣基督被钉十字架的前夜呢，在那个马可楼上。
He says, I still have many things to say to you. But you cannot bear them now. However, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth. For he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will tell you things to come.
12-13节啊，我还有好些事要告诉你们，但你们现在担当不了，只等真理的圣灵来了。他要引导你们明白，或者原文做进入一切的真理，因为他不是凭自己说的，乃是把他所听见的都说出来，并要把将来的事告诉你们。
So what you can do, you can claim this promise. When you open up your Bible to read, you can say, Lord, you have said that your Holy Spirit will guide me into all truth. You can pray, Lord, guide me into some truth this morning.To help me for today.
所以这两句经文你可以怎么用呢？就是当你每次读经的时候，你打开圣经的时候，你就可以支取这两节 经文中的应许，你说主啊，你应许过真理的圣灵要进到，要带领我进入一切的真理，求你今天早晨在我读经的时候就带领我进到一些真理里面去，你就可以这样祷告。
So that's the Holy Spirit then is the representative of our head in heaven. Our head is in heaven. The Holy Spirit is our, is the represent, is Christ's representative here on earth.
所以归纳一下我们前面讲的，就是现在我们教会的这个身体的头呢，基督是在天上，那在地上呢，就是圣灵作为基督的代表在我们教会中间，在我们中间。
Well, the fifth important, very important point, it's a very short point, but it's a very important one, and that is that the church of God is holy.
那么第五个关于教会的真理啊，是很短的，也是非常重要的一点，就是神的教会是圣洁的。
What that means is that they are set apart. The church has been called out of this world and called to the Father. That's what holiness is.
那这里面的圣洁的意思呢，就是教会呢是从世界里面被呼召出来的，是归给父的，是分别为圣的。
Called from a sinful world that hates Christ and God, and he's called them to himself to be his special family.
所以教会呢是被从这个罪恶的抵挡神拒绝耶稣的这个世界里面被呼召出来的，归给自己，作为他自己家里的成员之一的，作为自己的家人的。
And so he calls us, he's called us out of the world that we might live like him.
他把我们从世界里面呼召出来的目的就是让我们能够像他那样活。
Because we, the body, are representatives to the world of Christ.
因为我们呢，就是在这个地上作为这个基督的代表出现在这个地上的。
And as he walked, so God the Father wants his children to walk.
他怎样行事为人，神也希望他的孩子们怎样行事为人。
Now, one of the important things is that the gifts themselves that are given for the edification of the church. It's so the church will grow spiritually and in numbers.
圣灵呢把很多恩赐赐给教会啊，是为了使教会受益，无论是在属灵上还是在人数上，都使教会能够增长。
Now we, as I say, we've looked at those gifts, but we just maybe just do a brief overview again, a brief review of these gifts so that we can understand that it's the Holy Spirit who operates in us, through us, for the benefit of all the church.
我们今天不妨呢再把以前我们详细讲过的这些属灵恩赐呢再总结回顾一下，这样我们可以看清楚就是圣灵是怎么在我们当中工作的。
So first of all we'll turn to Ephesians chapter 4.
我们先翻到以弗所书的四章。
Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 11.
十一节。
And he himself gave some to be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers, for the equipping of the saints, and for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ.
十一十二节，他所赐的有使徒，有先知，有传福音的，有牧师和教师，为要成全圣徒，各尽其职，建立基督的身体。
Now this list of five, these gifts are men who are given special ability to build up the church.
这里面提到的五个恩赐啊，也是指五种人呢，这是他们被赐予的恩赐，能够建造教会的。
Now we believe that the apostles and prophets, they were concerned primarily with the foundation of the church of God.
我们也相信这里说的使徒和先知呢，它是与建立教会的根基有关的。
In chapter 2, verse 20, we read that the, having been built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone.
以弗所书的二章二十节，并且被建造在使徒和先知的根基上，有基督耶稣自己为房角石。
The apostles, the 12 apostles were specially chosen by the Lord for a place of authority within the church.
这十二个使徒呢，是主特别拣选的，是作为这个教会的权柄的。
And they laid the foundation of the New Testament truth in the scriptures. They wrote the scriptures.
他们写下了这个新约圣经的书卷啊，是为这个教会建立的新约这个真理啊建立了根基。
Now the prophets, they assisted by bringing a word to congregations that did not yet have New Testament truth.
那先知呢是起帮助作用的，是帮助使徒的。当有一些地方教会当时还没有拿到得到这个新约的时候呢，这个先知呢是传讲神的话，帮助使徒建立这个根基的。
The apostles in that sense, or the prophets in that sense rather, they were given special abilities for that limited time.
所以这个先知呢是他们是被神赐予的这样的能力，是仅限于在那个特殊的时期的。
Now, once the New Testament foundation was laid and we had the scriptures, then the need for those apostles and the prophets they passed when that foundation was laid. And we no longer have them in the primary sense of the word.
所以当新约的根基已经立好了以后，圣经的新约的这个部分已经形成了以后呢，我们就不再需要这种意义上的使徒和先知了，就这个职分呢，这个恩赐就已经过去了。
Now, in a secondary sense, we might say that we still have apostles and prophets today. In a secondary sense, not in the primary sense.
刚才说的使徒先知呢，是指它最重要的一层意思。那它还有第二等的这个意思呢，在这种意义上呢，我们今天还是有使徒和先知的。
There have been many great men of God that have been raised up to bring the gospel to a certain area, like William Carey to India. I'm just trying to think now. Our brother.
It's in Taylor to China.
Yes. Thank you. Boy, the poor weak mind. Hudson Taylor to China. We may call him the apostle to China.
Mm-hmm.
But that's in a secondary sense.
我们说的啊，这个是这个使徒和先知的这个次等的含义啊，不是他的这个这个十分的首要的这个含义，是次等的含义。这个次等含义是什么呢？就是在历史历代啊，神兴起了很多伟大的圣徒啊，他们把这个福音啊带到一些地方去，比如说William 这个弟兄把福音带到印度啊，戴德生弟兄呢把福音带到中国。
The word apostle simply means sent ones.
使徒的这个词的意思呢，就是被差遣的人。
But these apostles of a secondary nature, they did not have the authority that the apostles had in the New Testament.
这种第二次等意思上的这个使徒哈，他们是没有真正的这个十二个使徒那个教会初建的那个时代十二个使徒的那种权柄的，这个权柄他们是没有的。
Well, likewise, in a lesser sense, we may still have prophets. That is, men who cry out to God against sin, who cry out to the Lord for his people, and preach maybe a word of wisdom in time, but that is not like a direct revelation from God.
同样啊，按照这个次一级的次一等的这个含义的这个先知呢，可能我们可以把它去指向这样的一些圣徒，他们的向神替他的属神的人向神呼求为这些属神的人的罪向神呼求，也可能会说出一些智慧的话语但是这个不是新的从神那里的直接得到的启示，像那个时代的先知那样。
So we reject the idea that that there are men today who have the same authority as was committed to the apostles, the original apostles, or who can speak by the same directinspired revelation as the New Testament prophets.
所以我们呢是否认这样的一种看法的，就是今天不再我们是认为今天不再有人呢具有呢最初的那些使徒的那样的权柄了，也不再有像当时的那样的先知直接从圣灵那里得着启示来说说神的话，传讲神的话，说预言的这样的先知了。
But we still have gifted evangelists who go out in the world with the gospel, bring sinners to Christ. And we have pastors who shepherd the care of the flock, and teachers who unfold the word of God so that we can understand.
但是我们今天依然还有这里面所说的传福音的，他们把福音带到全世界各地，使罪人那悔改信主得救。然后我们也有牧师啊，他们牧养神的群羊，照顾所有的他们神交托给他们的信徒。还有就是教师啊，会把神的道理教导给我们，解开给我们听，这些我们都是有的。
The last thing we'll mention as far as the church is.Concerned, the universal church is that all believers are priests of God.
我们讲的最后一个关于普世教会的真理呢，就是所有的信徒都是神的神的祭司。
Turn to 1 Peter chapter 2.
彼得一书的二章，彼得前书的二章。
1 Peter chapter 2, verses 5 and 9.
第五到第九节，第五和第九节。
He says, You also as living stones are built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices to God through Jesus Christ.
你们来到主面前，也就像活石被建造成为灵宫，做圣洁的祭司，借着耶稣基督奉献神所悦纳的灵祭。
Now in the Old Testament, under the dispensation of law, there was only a certain group of men were able to perform the priesthood in Israel.
在旧约的律法时代啊，只有一小群人他们有资格呢去履行着在以色列人当中履行这个祭司的职分。
They had to be of a certain tribe, the tribe of Levi.
他们必须是一个特别支派，就是利未支派的后裔。
And they had to be of a special family in the tribe of Levi, the family of Aaron.
他们在利未支派呢还必须得是亚伦这个家族的后裔。
Not anybody could go into the holy place.
不是所有的人都能够进到那个圣所里面去的。
Only once a year the high priest went in, for the sins of the people.
所以一年只有一次大祭司为了全民的罪进到那个至圣所里面去。
And that was to offer up a sin offering.The Day of Atonement. It was not for worship. It was for atonement.
就是在一年一度的赎罪日这一天呢，替全民献上赎罪祭，不是去敬拜的，是献赎罪祭的。
But today, in this day of grace, every believer is invited to come boldly unto the throne of grace. We can come, we have access into the holiest through the blood of Jesus.
但是在今天，我们这恩典时代呢，每一个信徒都可以坦然无惧地来到神的施恩宝座前，我们可以大胆地直接地进到那个至圣所里面，是借着耶稣基督的宝血。
In verse 5, we read that we're a holy priesthood and we can offer up our spiritual sacrifices that they're acceptable to God through Jesus Christ.
就像第五节里面说的，我们做圣洁的祭司，借着耶稣基督奉献神所悦纳的灵祭。
Also in verse 9, we read there that we are a royal priesthood as well. We have a dual priesthood, you might say.
在第九节里面呢，这里面说我们是君尊的祭司，所以我们可以称自己，我们是双重祭司的身份。
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, his own special people, that you may proclaim the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light.
第九节，唯有你们是被拣选的族类，是有君尊的祭司，是圣洁的国度，是属神的子民，要叫你们宣扬那招你们出黑暗入奇妙光明者的美德。
So,what a priest does is he represents the people to God, and he also represents God to the people. He's a go-between, you might say.
那么祭司是做什么的呢？他一方面呢是代表人到神面前去的，另一方面呢他又是代表神到人那里去的，所以他是人和神之间的中介、中保。
And we too have this double function.
所以我们也是有这种双重功用的。
It's our privilege that we can go into the holiest at any time as a holy priest.
一个呢，就是我们作为圣洁的祭司，我们可以随时进到那个至圣所里面去。
We can offer up acceptable sacrifices any time.
所以我们可以随时进到至圣所，随时献上神所悦纳的灵祭。
But also we have the great privilege of representing God in the world.
另一方面呢，也是我们很大的荣幸，我们可以向世代表神呢，向世人去做见证。
And as we proclaim the praises or the worth of our Savior, he that had called us out of darkness and into his marvelous light, we can proclaim that message with the authority as priests, royal priests chosen by God.
也就是说我们作为君尊的祭司啊，我们有这样的特权，有这样的荣幸呢，去可以把招我们出黑暗入光明者的美德呢向整个世界宣告。
So those are the seven, you might say, important principles, and we'll probably be expanding some of them later on. In our studies.
这就是我们说的关于普世教会的七个真理也好，七个原则也好，可能我们在以后的学习当中还会进一步的展开。
Again, what those great truths are, I'll just run through them quickly for our benefit.
我们快速的把这个一到七要重新再过一遍。
It's exciting.
这是很令人兴奋的。
There's one body, and Christ is the head of the body, and we are all members of that body.
那前三个呢，就是我身体只有一个，基督呢是这个身体的头，我们每一个人都是这身体里的肢体。
And although our head is in heaven, we have been given another one to come alongside to help us, the Holy Spirit.
那第四个呢，就是虽然我们的头在天上，但是神却赐给我们另外一位能够随时伴我们同行的，帮助我们的，那就是圣灵。
And because we've been called out of darkness, he wants us to be holy. That's the fifth thing.
第五个呢，就是既然我们是被神呼召出来分别为圣的，所以神希望我们是圣洁的。
And then the gifts, they're given to us for not our benefit, but for the benefit of the whole church.
第六个真理呢，就是神赐给我们圣灵的恩赐，属灵的恩赐，不是为了我们个人的益处，而是为了造就教会，是为了教会的益处。
And lastly, we have the great privilege of being having a dual priesthood.
那最后一个第七个原则呢，就是我们是有极大的荣幸啊，有这样双重祭司的身份。
A holy priesthood.
一个就是圣洁的祭司。
Where we can enter into the true temple above.
圣洁的祭司呢，就是我们可以有资格进到那个天上真正的那个帐幕里面去。
And as a royal priesthood, that pictures the reigning king of who we represent today.
那君尊的祭司呢，就是说我们代表那个真正的在地上掌权的那个王。
May the Lord encourage us, as we consider these lovely truths. And now I'll just turn it over to Brother Harold, who will give us some parting comments and close in prayer.
对，愿我们思想这些伟大的真理的时候啊，神能够借着这些真理大大的鼓励我们。现在我们请Harold 长老看给我们做一个总结，也为我们做结束的祷告。
Well, we are, we're excited about the wonder of the creation of the church.
所以我们真的很兴奋啊，为我们创造教会的这一位神呢，而感到真的神惊奇。
Our blessed Savior said, "I will build my church."
我们蒙佩德颂赞的救主他亲口说，他说我要建立我的教会。
And he is doing that today, as he has been doing it for the last couple of thousand years.
在过去将近两千年的时候，他在建立他的教会，他今天依然在建立他的教会。
And we don't see it as a whole, as Eric has reminded us, but one day we will, and we will acknowledge that it is the greatest creation that has ever taken place in the history of the universe.
我们今天虽然看不见这个完整的教会，但有一天呢，我们会看见的。我们看到的时候，一定会惊叹，这个是整个宇宙历史上所被造物当中最美好的。
And I just get awfully excited about the fact that I'm part of that creation.
所以我想到我是这样一个奇妙的被造物的一部分，我真的就为此感到特别的兴奋。
But not only that, because we're priests,We are part of the contracting team. Our responsibility is to work with the Savior in the building of that church.
而且因为我们都是祭司啊，所以我们也都是在这个建造项目上有合约的。我们是和主一起来完成这个建造的项目的。
It isn't so much that it all rests upon us, but it is that the Lord has condescended.To make us part of that work.
那不是因为我们自己有什么能力，而是主耶稣基督赐给我们这样的资格和能力，让我们能够成为这个建设过程中的一份子。
And therefore, as we pick up the responsibility that has been given to us as priests, we will one day also share in the glory.
那既然呢，我们今天承担了主赐给我们这个祭司的职分，也完成了我们当完成的工作。那将来有一天在天上，我们会享受和他一起享受这个荣耀的。
So it's also extremely wonderful and exciting, and we're just thankful that we get to be part of it.
所以我们真的能够成为这伟大工程的一部分，真的让人又兴奋了，又高兴。
So let's pray, give the Lord thanks, and commit ourselves to Him.To fulfill those responsibilities.
所以我们现在一起祷告，献上我们的感恩，也求神差遣我们，帮助我们能够完成这样伟大的工作。
Lord, we're thankful for this mystery of the church that has been revealed to us.
主，我们感谢您，这关于教会的奥秘向我们启示了。
And ours is not just the privilege of understanding it.It is the privilege of being part of it, and it is the privilege of being involved in the great work that it represents.
主啊，这是我们的荣幸，不仅我们能够明白，而且我们能够成为其中的一部分，而且我们还可以成为这伟大的建造工程中的一份子。
So Lord, each of us who know you as Savior would acknowledge this evening that we are priests and we would say, Lord, would you please use me as a priest for your glory in these days that lie ahead?
主啊，我们每一个信靠你的人都知道，我们是你的祭司，所以我们既然是你的祭司，我们就祈求你帮使用我们，让我们能够在这地上，在未来的日子里面能够代表你。
We acknowledge that there's no way we could fulfill these responsibilities if the Holy Spirit didn't help us, but He has promised that He will.
我们也知道，如果没有圣灵的帮助，我们不可能完成这样的使命。但是我们知道，您应许圣灵一定会帮助我们的。
And so we would say, "Thank you, Lord, for." Building us into this church this way and help us to bring forth glory to you as a consequence.
所以我们感谢您，您是这样把我们安放建造在教会的身体里的，也求您能够使我们给您带来更多的荣耀。
Lord, the fact is that we are here this evening from many different places and from a multitude of different circumstances, and yet we all have this simple unifying fact, Jesus Christ is the head of the church.
我们今天虽然身处不同的地方，我们每个人所面临的环境也不同，但是我们都有一个共同的基础，就是耶稣基督是我们的头。
May we do our part for your glory, we pray.
盼望我们能够做好我们自己的部分工作，能够使您得到荣耀。
And we ask this in Jesus' name.
我们这样的祈求是奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
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 Amen.